Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, we are here with Ryo Seung Won for Milsu. And so how are you today?
지금 로카르노에서 이제 첫 상영을 앞두고 있는데.
So right now I'm in Locarno, just prior to the before the Piazza Grande screening. The weather is glorious. The journalists who watched the film have a positive reaction. So I'm feeling pretty delighted to be here and just enjoying my time in Locarno.
예, 지금 참석하고 있습니다.
My first question is that the movie is set in the 70s, as we said even before, and revolves around the world of smuggling in a peaceful sea village. So what drew you to this particular period and subject matter for the film, and how can you explain a bit of the concept of NEO? I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but the female divers actually you gather deceitful is central to the film. So how did you ensure that this unique cultural aspect was accurately portrayed while integrating the story of the film? Thank you.
우선 실제로 한국의 70년대
So in reality in Korea, female divers, Henyo, had participated in these smuggling crime incidents. So when you think of the smuggling crime, you think that the female divers would be far from it. But having them come together really stimulated my imagination. So as part of this genre world, which I very much like, woven in women with these diving jobs, with these two things, the story is developed very naturally and organically. I don't feel like many attempts have been made in the past to turn this into a film. I hadn't seen such a film like this, so I thought it would be a very novel and refreshing experience for myself and the audience members.
생각을 하면서 이야기를 만들어가기 시작했습니다.
And I was curious about, you know, the recreation of the 70s, including the fashion, music, and overall aesthetic of that era. And you said that you just put them out of your memory, of your personal memories, and of your, you know, of your childhood, too. And one of the songs that I discovered in your film is Even If We, I Don't Know Where You Are, that is by Park Yong-hee. Mm-hmm. And I would like to ask if you have chosen the music inside your film and if it's something that you have done with the producer, too, and how it was, you know, to put the right music in the right place of the story and that.
저한테 있어서 70년대에는
So for me, the 70s was personally remembered as this very plentiful and bountiful time. Korea in the 1970s, in fact, was going through this period of rapid industrialization. So socially and particularly politically, there were all these turbulent changes going on. And I think when you're really young, under the age of 10, you kind of grow up with the protection of the adults around you. So most people can remember your young childhood, like I do, as this very comforting and plentiful and bountiful time. So with these very faint cultural memories that I do have of this time, I remember them as very good fantasies. So in the 1970s, rather than the visual memories that I have, the most powerful memory that I have is one of smell. However, you can't put that into a film. So the next most powerful memory that I had was of hearing. I remember the music from that time very clearly, and I really love that music from that time period. So even before writing the film script, I had chosen all the songs that I wanted to include. And I thought that this music would introduce the audience to the 1970s very quickly. And songs from that time period, the lyrics are even very poetic and beautiful. So I really had hoped that they'll be well translated so the international audience can appreciate them too. The song that you mentioned by the artist Park Kyung-hee, the Korean title of the song will be something like The Place Where You Stay, although we don't know where that may be.
머무는 곳 그 어딜지 몰라도인데 이 번역이 어떻게 될지 모르겠어요.
And you know, Milsu appears to address even social and economic changes in that time, And how did you use these characters, you know, experiences with smuggling to combat these broader issues of the time? And I thought that when one of the female protagonists got arrested, she thought that the spy inside their group was the other female character and her friend, actually. And then she discovers something different. So do you wanted to show that this sense of camaraderie between women is not so simple to achieve? I mean, they seems more closer after all the things they've been through, but not at the very beginning when something bad happened to them.
지금 질문하신 것은 남성이냐 여성이냐.
When you're asking the question whether it's more the question that you ask, I don't think matters too much whether it's between women or men, that there wouldn't be too many differences between the two, but it's more between person to person that misunderstanding can occur between any relationships, and it it's more a case of being a human to human, or it can happen between friends. And the story about friends overcoming this misunderstanding, repairing their friendship, strengthening their friendship, this story could happen between women to women, men to men, women to men, in any combination. However, the story does have female divers as their as its protagonists, so I think that just inevitably led to the women being more at the forefront of the story.
그 여성들의 세계가 조금 더 도드라져 보일 뿐이라고 생각합니다.
Thank you so much for being with us. So we've been with Milsu and director Ryo Seung-won. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.